Welcome to Learned Lag, a podcast about yesterday's Learned League questions and answers. I'm George.
And I'm Amanda. George is in Zephyr A, and I am in Zephyr B. This is season 19 for me, and season 23 for George.
This is day 24 of season 91, the penultimate day.
Indeed.
Question 1 asks us for the two-letter title of the film from which Clara Bow earned her nickname.
So, given the two-letter title and the fact that Clara Bow was known as the It Girl, I had to surmise that the name of this film would be It, I-T. At least I assume that it's It and not Information Technology. I don't think that was as much, was as prominent in 1927. And also, I'm pretty sure that she was not playing a sewer clown in this film. But it is something that kind of burnished her career and her reputation. She was very much in demand, especially after this was made. And so I put down It, because I figured that must be whence the nickname the It Girl.
I misread two letter as two word.
Oh, darn it.
And I put It Girl.
Hmm.
Which was her nickname.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping that it has been said, I don't know whether directly by Thorsten, that his algorithm will stop reading your answer after it finds the correct answer.
Mm.
So additional stuff after the correct answer will not count against you. Mm-hmm. I am hoping that that is the case, especially for this one.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see.
I think there's something to be said for if the algorithm does flag it or he otherwise looks at it for some reason. Like, clearly you knew what the question was asking for.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
you knew what the subject was that was the core of it, so.
Mm.
I
we'll see.
I would hope that it will give you credit. The correct answer is It.
Yeah.
Question 2 describes a party game of teamwork and betrayal that was released in 2018 and became massively popular in 2020.
It has a two-word name.
Yes.
And this time I read that correctly.
Yay.
Because I knew that this was Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I figured that it was.
Right.
I've never actually played Among Us. I've just seen it referred to largely in memes. And we had a discussion, I think, in our friends group just yesterday about how, it might have been on one of my other Slacks, about how the term sus has now become kind of a homophobic slur.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
Because apparently, like, anytime someone posts a picture on various social media sites that's, like, vaguely gender, quote, inappropriate, end quote, people will immediately say, sus, sus, sus.
Ugh.
Yeah, so. I don't know how true that is. It's just one of those things I heard from another parent.
Be better, people.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that this was Among Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had the same thought. In particular, the fact that there are imposters capitalized that are kind of key players in the game who are the ones who will be betraying people. I figured this was... The only thing that slightly threw me was that it's called a party game, which I think of as being like, you know, beer pong is a party game, or charades is a party game.
Readable.
Like, this is a video game.
Right.
And so I don't know if party game is an evolved term of art for you're playing with a party that is sort of a cooperative group, or does that refer to, like, is it kind of the same meaning but for video games?
Yeah, it's kind of the lighter stuff, something you can play, like, an entire session of relatively more quickly, unlike your like big campaign games that are meant for, you know, one person mostly and just go on for hours and hours.
Sure.
And it's supposed to be kind of lighthearted and fun, you know, cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Yeah, more of a, hey, let's just get everybody together and play this game rather than, okay, we are going to, you know, the four of us are going to train and compete and get really good at this game. And so it's just for funsies.
Okay. I just thought that, you know, sometimes you hear things referred to as like a raiding party or something that's
right.
Like a D&D almost type right. of term.
No, different. Different. This is the fun party rather than the group of people party.
Okay. In any case, I did know what this one was, and I also put down Among Us.
And that was correct.
Mm-hmm.
Question 3 asks us for a specific term for a lobster-like freshwater crustacean that spiked on the Merriam-Webster online dictionary on a particular day because of an interview with novelist Delia Owens.
Right. So the date didn't mean much to me, but between the fact that it's an interview with a novelist and it's a freshwater crustacean, you know, when I was a kid, these creatures would have been called crayfish. That's, you know, there are different regional names for them. What I do know is that there's a novel out there that has been fairly popular called Where the Crawdads Sing. And I do know that that's a term for basically the same critter or a very similar species to what I might have seen in a creek here in Michigan. So I put down crawdads, plural, knowing that that was kind of part of the book title. So that just seemed most natural to me than putting the singular version of it. But I also found that parenthetical about singular plural is acceptable to be kind of a hint because, you know, it might jog someone's memory about, oh, this is where the somethings sing. Like that's, you know, it's plural. And so that's kind of, you know, indicative of what the answer actually is in a certain oblique way. I know that there are lots of terms for this creature, and so that's, I think, why the correct spelling was required for this one, because you can't say crawdaddy, you can't say crawfish, you can't say crayfish, you know, like there are these other possibilities, and it's looking for the word that's used in the book title, as far as I know. So I put down crawdads.
I didn't know about this novel. I figured it had something to do with, you know, the novel. I also tried to figure out March 2019, what's going on around then. Like, well, it was, and I thought, well, was it like that was like the week right after the pandemic started. Would it have something to do with that? Oh, note, yeah. I was wrong. It was a full ass year later that the pandemic started.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So fortunately, I didn't spend too long trying to figure out what that had to do with it. But just, yeah, a lobster-like freshwater crustacean, that's a crawdad, a.k.a. a crayfish, a.k.a. possibly a crawfish. I think that's not actually what anybody calls it.
That's what you put in etouffee in a Cajun
dish. Is it crawfish specifically? Is that different from a crawdad or a crayfish?
It's not a different creature as far as I know, but it's a different name.
Called, okay. I've always heard either crawdad or crayfish.
Okay.
And not a mixing of them, but but yeah, the correct spelling and singular plural just confused the hell out of me. So I was like, what? How would you not spell crawdad? So it's got to be like, well, so I thought, okay, so it's either crawdad or crayfish, or it's something I just don't know because I tried thinking of a different lobster-like freshwater crustacean and couldn't.
Sure.
So for a long time, I was thinking singular or plural is acceptable must mean that it's crayfish because that could be either.
Oh.
As far as I know, more than one crayfish is three crayfish.
Yeah. Just like other fish.
Right. But then I went back the other way and thought, no, because he's differentiating singular and plural. So clearly there is crayfish, crayfishes, no, crawdad or crawdads. And that's where I more or less landed and said, okay, it's probably crawdad. We'll go with that.
That was the correct answer. Yeah. The singular is what was listed, oddly enough.
I don't get the correct spelling part.
Because of all these alternate, because it's looking for the spelling that's part of this book title, and that's the hinge on which it's all hanging. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there will be discussion about how well written this question is. There already has been among some of our friends.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm the lone person being mad at the next question, which asks us about a commercial enterprise in Bavaria that claims to be the oldest business of what type?
So my first thought was this has something to do with a uniquely German thing. Because otherwise, there are a lot of places that have been around longer. Like I was thinking restaurant, and then I thought, no, I'm pretty sure the oldest restaurant in the world is in Japan. And I think kind of the same about hotels, other commercial enterprises, like various kinds of stores. They've got to be there, unless there's a very specific kind of store to Germany. I figure somewhere else has older stuff for everything.
Sure.
And I couldn't think of a particular kind of store unique to Germany other than the beer garden.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, the oldest. Would you have a beer garden on a hill in Bavaria? Yeah, they're all over the place in Bavaria.
You'd think.
You can't climb a hill without seeing a beer garden in Bavaria. Yeah, we'll go with beer garden.
Yeah, so when I first looked at this question, I thought, is this possibly like the oldest brewery? But first of all, I thought, A, no, that's implausible. B, way too obvious. And why would the question specify that it's located on this random hill? Like, who cares? Why does that matter for, a business like a brewery? And so then I thought about, the phrasing commercial enterprise, which I thought was really trying hard not to specify kind of like what industry or market sector this is in. And so I thought that that's directing us again back to the fact of it being on a hill in Bavaria. So like, what might people be doing in hilly areas that would be, sort of intrinsic to like Germany and surrounding areas? And I thought, well, this could be the first ski lodge, or the oldest ski lodge rather. That it's I have no idea how long skiing has been around as a pastime or sport or whatever, but I thought, sure, skiing, Bavaria, hill, that all hangs together. And it makes just makes sense that it would be sort of, that this question would be sort of leading me to something like that, because I otherwise, why does any of this matter? Why are any of these details, if you could just say a commercial enterprise in a Bavarian town, and that's really, all you need to focus on or all that matters in the question. Like, this other stuff is extraneous. And so, with that all in mind, I felt pretty good actually about putting down ski lodge.
Reasonable. Yeah, it was brewery.
Yeah.
The reason that Thorsten named the particular hill is that is a type of beer that is sold. And on the, I don't know if it's on the label, but part of the iconography of that beer is that it is from the oldest brewery in the world.
Okay, I've never
Which
heard of it.
I briefly thought of and dismissed because beer's been around since forever. Beer
Yeah,
is, I
like
think, pretty much as
Egyptian
old as
times
human
kind of stuff.
history.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
there's got to be one that's older.
I
But
feel like
apparently
there
not.
probably is in, well, I mean,
I mean, that might
this
be what it
place
claims to
claims
be.
to be. Like, that's another issue with this too, is like, is it in fact verified to be the oldest business, the oldest brewery in the world? I wouldn't be surprised if it's not, and that once again, European people are sort of claiming something as the oldest of its kind when it's, been done somewhere else that they just find to be inferior or don't care about.
Or that
So,
doesn't keep records.
or that, or whatever it is, like, sure, fine. Have your brewery. Great.
Question five asks us for a Yiddish slang term for the fee taken by a bookie.
That's the vig. And you've said that to me so many times in our trivia playing life that I could never forget that, this term is something I've heard from you specifically many times as part of like, given that you grew up at least several years in Reno and just know a lot about betting and that kind of thing, this I will give the credit pretty much directly to you for me knowing this question, because it's the vig. I also know that it's the vigorish, but I figure why type all those extra letters? So I put down vig, VIG.
I almost didn't get this
What?
because to me, the vig is part is interest paid to a loan shark. This may be more, this may be the definition that's more on the top of my mind because I recently watched The Sopranos again, and I feel fairly certain that multiple times throughout the series, someone discusses how, you know, they can't make the full payment, they can't pay the VIG to someone that they owe an amount of money.
Huh.
And, you know, the VIG is clearly that, like, some small portion that you're supposed to just keep paying.
Gotcha.
That barely pays down the interest.
Uh-huh.
So I initially thought, oh, this is the VIG. And then I thought, no, that's the interest. Okay, what else is it? Let's see. Is it the Shy, as in Shylock? Well, no. One, that's not Yiddish. Two, that is also interest based on a loan from a loan shark.
Okay.
So But I kept coming back to VIG as well, and just it was sort of a, well, I guess that's it. Is it the cut? That's clearly not Yiddish. I just couldn't convince myself that it was anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually spelled it out and said and went with vigorish.
And that was the correct answer.
Yeah, it turns out I was right.
Uh-huh.
It's also the interest that you pay a loan shark, but it's also the the cut that the house takes from a bet. So,
well, you must have the, like,
I'm our amazed. Listeners, I didn't know we ever discussed that.
Our listeners really should see the blank look on your face that you gave me when I was you told me this. And I was sure that would be an instant answer that you would pull right out of.
It was, but I had to work at it. I had to convince myself.
Crazy. Well, question six asks us, speaking of instant answers, asks us for a type of drawing stick made of ground pigments, chalk, and a binder, and is also a term for a soft, subdued color.
I had absolutely no idea this until the very last word of the question. So I was just like, oh, God, crayon, I don't know, general term for a soft, that's pastels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is pastel also the stick? I feel like maybe. Okay, I can accept that.
Yep.
Another one just like, okay, if it's not this, it's some obscure-ass thing I've never heard of. So we're going to go with pastel. Sure.
Yep. See, now, I probably have mentioned pastels in passing just in the sense that, like, I'm familiar with them from the art classes that I've taken over the years. Mostly in my younger days. I haven't taken a drawing class in many, many years. But initially when I started reading this, I was like, oh, this is going to get around to talking about like some type of charcoal or something. But then, you know, the soft subdued color, plus the fact of it being blended with chalk, that's definitely a pastel. There are also oil pastels, which I don't know if the difference is just the binder or whatever. They tend to be a much brighter color. Pastel, sometimes they're called pastel crayons. Are kind of have a soft appearance to them. Like you can get very subtle shading and, you know, light, beautiful, subtle colors, I guess, you know, through using them delicately. And so this was just, once it kind of, the couple of elements of it, just, I was certain this was pastel. So that's what I put down.
And that was correct. So I had somewhere between 4 and 5, I mean, maybe 6 if somebody thinks a beer garden is the same as a brewery. I don't know.
That's a good question. And, you know, it could. Do you know if they have one on the property or is it just...
I have no idea, but I know that the beer garden specifically was invented in Munich. And that this place does not claim to be the oldest beer garden in the world. So
Well.
I would not give me credit for that particular question.
Understandable. Yeah. I am just, like I said, really annoyed that the details for me were very misleading, but not like in a necessarily an incorrect way, just in a very question appears not to be yekioid and then it is way, which is kind of annoying. To try to work with, but because like it would be interesting to do a sort of yekioid tally of the questions this season versus previous seasons. I feel like it's much heavier on that, And
could be.
I don't know if that's intentional or it's just the mix of questions that happen to have been picked. I hope it's not intentional because I feel like that's different than the spirit of Learned League. And I don't know if there's, you know, if there's an attempt to nudge things in a certain direction or differentiate, you know, players in different rundles or, I don't know, create more opportunities for people to have, what do I want to say, just a greater spectrum of performance or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes a little less fun and intriguing when there's less of the puzzle element and more of the sort of, well, I just don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of stuff I don't know and it's interesting to learn about, but it's yeah, the game aspect of it is a little different when that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
So just my two cents.
Sure.
But I got 5. I mean, I can't complain overly much because that's pretty decent. I'm going to be, you know, smack dab in the middle of the Rundle pretty much no matter what happens today and tomorrow. I am, you know, before today I was something like 8, 8, and 7 for a record, which is about as evenly distributed as you can get.
Yep.
And was very much, you know, influenced by my early slide through a bunch of losses in the first couple of weeks of the season. So, you know, kind of a middling season as we come to the end of the year here.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow for more post-game analysis.
Follow us on Twitter at LRNDLG. That's Learned League without the vowels. And remember,
don't forfeit.
Don't cheat.